Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Saying he wanted to send a message about political corruption, a federal judge has sentenced Chuck Turner to 3 years in prison. The former city councilor, who was ousted from office after his conviction in October, is scheduled to start serving time in March. But as WBUR's David Boeri reports, Turner is going out with defiance.
And so court ended the same way it began, with a camp of followers cheering for Chuck Turner. The beginning and the end were the high points. But in between, the judge sent him to prison. The government was thrilled.
Mr. Turner is no Rosa Parks. He's a convicted felon who took a bribe and then compounded that offense by lying about it repeatedly.
That Rosa Parks line from U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz was intended to draw blood, because from the start, Turner has called his prosecution a racially motivated witch hunt. He was outrageous, Ortiz said.
I'd like to set the record straight. First, this investigation and this prosecution were never about race.
When the assistant U.S. attorney said the same thing during the hearing, Turner's supporters erupted in jeers, provoking the judge to warn them he'd clear the courtroom. For Judge Douglas Woodlock, the focus of the hearing wasn't on Turner's fire and brimstone, but on his testimony after he took the stand during his trial. The government argued that Turner should get a stiffer sentence because he'd lied when he testified he couldn't remember ever meeting or taking money from an FBI-recruited developer. That witness had secretly videotaped himself giving something green to Turner.
I didn't lie. I told the truth.
And Turner's lawyer pointed out that there was no basis in fact that Turner ever took $1,000. How much, if any, money changed hands was never seen on tape, and the FBI had never checked the witness's pockets before or after the exchange. Chuck Turner.
When someone is innocent and declares their innocence, they're in trouble.
But Judge Douglas Woodlock had no such trouble resolving the inconsistencies. As the finder of facts, he said, his job is to make an imaginary projection into events. If someone put $1,000 in your hand, you'd remember it. Anyone would remember it, he said. Someone like Mr. Turner, who used to speak truth to power, must confront the truth about himself. And the truth about Mr. Turner is that he betrayed the public trust and continued to lie about it. Turner had smiled contemptuously when the federal prosecutor told the judge the defendant had lied on the stand to save his own skin. Now, Turner shook his head and glumly leaned forward while the judge concluded that his testimony at trial had been ludicrous, surreal, and perjurious.
And the judge said he was very comfortable giving more time to me because I'd lied on the stand. I didn't lie.
36 months in prison, the judge ordered, along with 36 months of supervised release. And, a further indignity for Turner, he has to pay the government the $1,000 the FBI gave the witness to offer him as a bribe.
We have a Justice Department that isn't about justice, but is about political persecution.
3 years of silence from Chuck Turner may seem a long time, but he said he's coming back. And if I die in prison, he said, I want an autopsy, because we are at war with the government. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.